Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Peter Secco is back. Peter is a great member of our Brain Trust radio talk show, host of the show Mental Health Matters, the host of the TV series Niagara's Most Haunted, adjunct professor at Niagara University, and former private practitioner. I'll get him to remind us of what in a minute. Many of you read his bylines in a number of publications, and he's our good friend Peter Secco. Welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be back, Jim, and everybody listening. Hope you're having an awesome, awesome Friday, because the Fridays are always awesome.
Good to have you back. And so, now, how's the radio show going?
Actually, I'm on hiatus now. I took a little bit of...
How does that work?
I just told
How do you do that? How do you
well,
do
I just I told the producer I got nothing left in the tank.
Okay, you're empty, all empty. But not for us though, right?
No, absolutely not.
You got plenty for us, right?
Plenty and plenty and plenty to be on your show, or those that like to have me on the show. A lot easier.
So anger is something that we've all seen the movies Anger Management and some of that stuff, you know, but is there a problem? Is anger becoming more of a problem in America today, you think?
I think so, Jim, because it's in the past you guys express it face to face, or you know, at least technologically over the phone, but now, you know, you can express it anytime, and a lot of people are doing it online social media.
So you think people are finding new outlets there? Whereas maybe they would have just gone home and seethed about it from work, now they're going home and venting on the internet, on social media?
Yeah, because what you got online, Jim, is you have a captive audience, and you can find people who validate your anger and commiserate.
Who will help you scratch that itch, right? Who will help you pick at that scab? They'll help you do that, won't they? You can create a community around your own anger, can't you?
Absolutely. It's like the Depeche Mode album back in the 80s, Music for the Masses. Well, now it's Anger for the Masses.
Well, and so maybe there's not more anger. There's just like somebody said something about a lot of other things. It's not that we have more, but it's just that we know more about it now than we did before.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many different types of anger. Before, back in the day, everybody thought, okay, you're angry. It's just like one type of anger. You know, you have the whatever. You know, you have a flu. Well, there's only one type of influenza, but now, you know, we know that there's many strains of influenza.
Right.
So it's just like anger. There's different breeds, different varieties of it, and new hybrids of it. And I can throw out there's texting anger, which kind of evolved from road rage anger, because people who text and drive cause a lot of road rage.
Right. Yeah, and so what you're saying is that anger is not new. People have been getting angry for millennia, right? But the new thing is we can now publish our anger. We can now distribute our anger. We have we can syndicate it, can't we? We can syndicate our anger now, can't we, Peter?
I love that. You should coin that.
I'm gonna have that trademarked. Register trademark. No, I'm a syndicated columnist. You're a syndicated columnist. We should start syndicating our anger, you know. But seriously, it does create problems when people do this. And you'd think by now everybody should know what kind of problems, what kind of trouble it can get you into, and what kind of trouble you can cause if you, as my father used to say, you let your mouth overload your backside. That's what he used to tell me. You're about to let your when I knew I was in trouble, he would say that to me. You're about to let your mouth overload the other side, and he was a little more colorful in his references. But anyway, so that sometimes that happens, right? Because you can get yourself and your company into trouble, can't you?
Yeah, and you know what that is, Jim?
And not even if you're just venting about your company, but if you're venting about yourself, by association, your business can be harmed.
Yeah, and that's just it, because a lot of, you know, companies and a lot of workplaces, they don't want people to have angry outbursts or erupt, and, you know, people are warned. There's zero tolerance. So rather than vent at work and displace it amongst the employees, they then take it home, and then they air it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or emails or whatever. And you're absolutely right. It becomes more infectious that way, Jim, because it's then shared, and it's, as you say, it's syndicated. It really is, because it's put out there, and then you're finding people with equal anger issues, are maybe with that company or similar companies, that now start to vent, and then they paint the company a bad name.
Well, there are people who have vented online and about something that was unrelated to work, but it was such a, and I hate to say it this way, but in truth, it was probably just too politically incorrect. And it caused the company to have to take action because they couldn't afford to be associated with that kind of an attitude. And then there are people who've lost their jobs because they aired out the dirty laundry of the company online. So it's a lot of problems for the personal. On the personal side, you get yourself into a bind on a personal side. But more than that, it costs. You've got some statistics on how much unhappy customers, unhappy employees, cost companies every year.
Well, yeah. You know, you're tarnishing a company's reputation, and the reputation of other people that work for that company. And you're basically throwing, you know, the company and the employees under the bus. And you know what, Jim? It's kind of interesting. It's a parallel. And, I hate to point this out, where people use online social media to vent against their own family and their own friends.
Yeah.
So what is a company? It's a family. It's an extended family. And people are using the same principles with their anger that they would gear towards their family or friends because they don't want to have that confrontation face-to-face.
And so
the same thing. Yeah.
In order to deal with this in your own company, you need to have policies. People need to know what the policies are, what they can and cannot do, especially what they can't do, what the company does not want, wants them to not do, and what the consequences are, right?
Well, and that's where the fine line comes. And then, you know what, Jim? It's like, okay, what is invasion of privacy or your freedom? Like, so, okay, guys, okay, I work for your company, whatever it may be. But when I go home, I'm not allowed to go on Facebook or talk about my job. Like, that's not fair. Or you're invading my, you know, my freedoms and my rights and that stuff. And that's where you get that gray area.
That's where the gray area. And that's what, when we come back after these messages, we'll get Peter to help us move into that gray area and come out with some solutions. And that's going to happen right after this next break. 20 after. Peter, you got a website quickly, please.
Yep, petersacco.com. That's Peter, SACCO.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.